welcome to the All Things Overlanding podcast. My name is Fletch, and I'll be your host. Are you ready for some great overlanding content? Then let's get into it. Hey everybody, Fletch from All Things Overlanding here. On today's episode of the podcast / vlog, I'm going to be talking about getting better at overlanding through practice. You know, if you think back to when you were a kid, for example, and you watched professional basketball players and you were like, wow, these guys are so good. I want to be that good. And you go out and you couldn't even hit a basket to save your life, right? The way to get better is simply by doing it, simply by practicing, right? So on today's episode, that's what I wanted to talk about. I want to talk about how you can get better at overlanding just by doing it and why that's important and kind of how it will change the way you overland. And I also want to help for those of you that are maybe, you know, brand new to overlanding or have never done it before and you want to get into it. I want to kind of break down the walls and kind of show you how you can get out there and get good at it. It doesn't mean you have all the best gear. It doesn't mean that you've spent tons and tons of money. It just means that you've kind of done it, stuck with it, learned from it, and improved. All right, so before we go too deep into the video, though, I did just want to briefly touch on my featured partners. You know, lots of channels will have like big, super fancy advertisements and things like that, and they get tons and tons of money from sponsorships. That's not the goal with this channel, right? I've built relationships with these companies and people through meeting them, through interviewing them, through the show, and I just really love what they do, and I want to kind of shine the light on them. So if you're interested in any of these guys at all, definitely check out the description below to click through the link to find out more. So first of all, Overland Addict. They sell everything to do with overlanding. So if you're looking for any kind of gear, if you're new to overlanding and just getting into it, and you want someone to kind of guide you through the process, definitely check out Overland Addict through that link below. Last US Bags. Again, amazing stuff. I have a ton of their bags and I highly recommend them. They're great quality, but they make overlanding recreational bags. So things like Trasharoo style trash bags, tool rolls, things to store kitchen utensils and things like that, and just tons and tons of stuff. So check them out through the link below as well. Moore Expo. It's coming up in February 2021. It's an annual Midwest overlanding exposition. This year it's going to be amazing. It's twice the size as it was last year, so it should be really, really cool. Tons and tons of vendors and exhibitioners. Ram Trucks is going to be there. Red Arc is going to be there. Overland Addict will be there. There's just going to be so many great people there. It's going to be an awesome, awesome event. And then last but not least, Northology Adventures. They make this amazing overlanding / outdoors digital magazine. It comes out every month. So if you click on that link below and go to that page and scroll to the middle of the page, you can put in your email and subscribe to get that free digital magazine every single month. So without further ado, let's dive into the episode.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
So as I mentioned, right, today I wanted to talk about not being afraid to dive into overlanding if you're new, or even if you've been doing it for a little while, if you kind of feel like a little lost or you feel like you're constantly forgetting things when you go, don't worry. Like this episode should make you feel better and should be able to help kind of talk you through ways to get better at overlanding just by simply doing it and getting more comfortable, right? So as I mentioned earlier, like an example of this would be, you know, when you're a kid and you want to be a basketball player, like you play basketball nonstop, right? You convinced your parents to get you a basketball goal and set it up in the driveway. You had a little basketball hoop on the back of your door in your room. Like you practiced basketball nonstop. You always wanted to play basketball with your friends. And the more you did it, the better you got, right? And the more comfortable you got. And in overlanding, comfort and confidence is a huge part of it. And that's what I wanted to talk about on today's episode, basically, is, you know, the first couple times I went, I was kind of nervous, really, and I always was forgetting stuff, and that made my trip worse. My trip sucked because then I forgot to bring anything to start a fire with, and so I froze to death, or, you know, whatever the case may be. And a lot of the times that could put you off of overlanding. It could make you not want to go overlanding. It could make you feel dumb. It could be embarrassing. You know, there's a number of downsides to that. But what I wanted to say was, you know, the only way, just like with the basketball metaphor earlier, the only way to get better is to continually do it. Again, I started quote unquote overlanding maybe 2 or 3 years ago. And even as recently as 6 months ago, probably, I was still super awkward when I would go places. I would always forget stuff. I didn't have the right gear for the job, right? Like my gear was too big. It took up too much space. It has really taken years for me to get to the point where I'm super confident. I'm in a groove where I really understand the gear that I've got. I understand what I'm packing, why I'm packing it, the benefits of it, what it's going to do. I've optimized the size of my gear, the quality of my gear to where I can rely on it. And I know it's going to be good for me and good for my trip. But it's taken a lot of time. So again, for you that are new, for you, those of you that maybe aren't new, but maybe you're just kind of, you know, feel like you're always messing up or it's not always the best trip because you forget something or you don't have the right gear. That's kind of what I wanted to cover in this episode. So, but don't worry so much. Get out of your own head, right? Like the way that I like to think about how you would overcome these issues, right? These problems with overlanding, just being kind of not confident, is to really tackle each individual issue one by one and think of it from a problem-solving standpoint. So what I mean is, let's say that you go on a trip, right? And it's your first overlanding trip or fifth overlanding trip or whatever. And you, every time that you go, like, let's come up with, like, let's use cooking as an example, right? So let's say that you're going on a trip and you're like, you know what? I really want to cook something a little fancier. I want to do like a steak. I want to do some mashed potatoes, but you know, I just got the brand new stove. I don't really know how to use it. I don't, you know, have the pots and pans. I don't have the full setup yet. You know, when I started, I was cooking ramen or hot dogs or bringing pre-made stuff that I could just keep in a cooler, like Lunchables and things like that. Gas station sandwiches and things like that, just because it was easier. And there's nothing wrong with that. So, you know, while you're advancing, again, take things one problem at a time. You can't tackle every single problem that you're going to have all at once. You can't tackle every single piece of gear all at once, probably from a budget standpoint, right? So just tackle it one thing at a time. So for the food example, if you want to cook steaks and all that stuff, then focus on your food setup. Maybe just be good with what you've got from a shelter standpoint. If you've got a ground tent, if you've got a hammock, if whatever you're at, get that good. Now, obviously, there are priorities too that you have to think about, right? Like, you know, cooking fancy food may not be your number one priority if you've got a 10-year-old Coleman tent that doesn't zip up, right? So you need to kind of focus on that stuff first. Think about it from a priority standpoint. Make sure you've got a good, solid handle on your shelter, whether it's a tarp and hammock setup, whether it's a ground tent, whether it's a rooftop tent, whether it's a rooftop tent on a trailer, whatever the case may be. Make sure that you've got kind of your essentials, that stuff figured out. But then when you get to the food section, when you get to that food portion, again, I was, until even about a year ago, I was still mostly doing hamburgers, hot dogs, just easy, the things that I could do the easiest that I could cook over a fire or could throw on a griddle on the stove, right? And I wanted to get a little bit fancier with it. I started to acquire gear, you know, cheap gear for like washing dishes and being able to reuse stuff. I got a utensil kit. I got my last US Bags Happy Camper that stores all my cooking utensils and pots and pans and all that good stuff. So I started to really focus on that problem and solve the little problems as I saw them. So, you know, that last US Bags Happy Camper bag, for example, that thing is amazing. But it came out of problem solving, right? I had all this different gear and it was all in different bins. And I had to, every time I would go to pack for a trip, I'd have to dig through 8 different bins to find all the stuff that I needed and then bring it together. So I had to sort of organize. And so I bought that piece of gear to use to organize my stuff, right? So, you know, that is the problem solving aspect of it. Look at that thing that you're having an issue with. Look at that thing that you're not so comfortable with and say, how do I solve this? How do I organize my gear better? How do I make it easier for me to cook more fancy meals? What am I missing in my kit that I need to solve for before I can do that?
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
And then again, even once you get the gear, right? When you go out there for the first time, you've never used it before. Maybe you don't know where everything is in that bag now that you've packed it up. Maybe you've never used a, you know, nonstick griddle on your double burner stove before. And so you don't really know, like, how high to turn up the burners. You don't really know, you know what I mean? Like, all of these things can be issues and they can be a little daunting. But until you just do it, you're not gonna know how to do it, right? I know that sounds stupid, but it's true, right? Like, we all kind of get what I call analysis paralysis, right? Where you can sit at home and you can just, like, think, oh, I can't go, I can't cook fancy stuff because I don't have this super fancy nonstick skillet, or that I don't have a cast iron yet, or I don't have a Dutch oven, so I can't do this, you know? And you just never go, right? Like, you could lose months or years even just planning and planning and planning and waiting until you have enough money to, quote unquote, you know, save up to buy the best gear or buy that fancy rooftop tent. But don't let that hinder you, right? Like, don't let your lack of confidence or your lack of comfort with a particular issue, whether it be cooking food, whether it be, you know, your shelter, whether it be your vehicle, stop you from going. Even if you have a super sort of unreliable vehicle, and again, of course, I'm not advocating that you go drive around in a car that's going to break down on you, right? But if you have a vehicle like mine's an 05 Xterra, it's almost 16 years old, right? It's always driven like a champ for me. I've taken it to West Virginia. I've taken it to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. You know, 10, 11, 12 hour one-way drives. I've driven it up there, overlanded for 4 or 5 days, and then driven it back home. No problems, right? But like Moab, I don't know. Like, I just don't know that I would feel very confident or comfortable driving all the way out there right now in the truck. I don't know. I think I would. But if you have something that's less reliable, let's say, while you may not, and I'm not advocating for you to go drive 10 hours away, find something that's closer and get out there and practice, right? Like, I am right now, I'm in Hoosier National Forest camping. It's 2 hours from my house. So it's not that far away. If something were to happen, I could call my wife, she could drive down, I could call a tow truck, and I could get saved from there. But so again, don't think that you have to, like, take your first trip and go out to the White Rim Trail in Utah, right? Like, that's, you don't have to do that. And you're not going to be comfortable with your gear, and you're not going to be comfortable with your rig until you've actually used it. Go to an off-road park. If we're talking about vehicles and you want to get comfortable with your vehicle, the best way to test that is to go to an off-road park where you can actually put it through its paces. You can run it through water crossings. You can run it over obstacles in a safe, controlled environment that is presumably not too far from your house. Here in Indiana, there's one called the Badlands in Attica that's really nice. There's also Haspen Acres out in Laurel, Indiana. Both really cool off-road parks that you could go check out. So that is kind of the whole point of this episode. And I know I've bounced around through a number of different things, but all that I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get your creative juices flowing and get anyone that may be stuck on that hump of, you know, hey, I have to have a rooftop tent. I have to have a super expensive $800 awning. I have to have, you know, a 6-inch lift and 35s. Like, you don't have to have any of that stuff. And the only way that you're gonna get used to your vehicle, the only way that you're gonna get better at cooking, the only way that you're gonna get better at camping in the winter, that you're gonna get better at, you know, overcoming obstacles, is to get out there and practice until you're comfortable, right? So to kind of wrap this up, to kind of put a bow on this thing, again, looking back at myself on that first overlanding trip that I took, which actually was to Hoosier National Forest, met up with some people that I'd never met before. I had no gear. I had a tent and like a regular backpack, like not any sort of camping backpack or anything like that, but just like a regular like school backpack with like some hot dogs crammed into it and some buns and some mustard. And yes, I do mustard on hot dogs. It's the only right way to do hot dogs. If you disagree, comment down below and let me know that I'm wrong. But like, it was just, I was so ill prepared, right? And my truck was still stock and it did great. It was fine. But I got to do some water crossings and I got to do some muddy, rutted stuff and got to meet new people and I got to drive on gravel and just, there was so much stuff that was kind of new to me or not like a normal everyday sort of occurrence. And I got out and I tried it. And looking back at that now versus my trips that I go on by myself now, like night and day difference, right? Like, I'm so much more comfortable. I can do so much more stuff. I'm so much better at starting fires. I'm so much better at cooking. I'm so much better at driving and, you know, that kind of stuff. I'm better at filming. I'm better at editing than I used to be, you know, as a YouTuber. Like, all of this stuff just takes getting comfortable with, right? So that's what I wanted to talk about. Again, I hope that if you're newer or if you are, you know, maybe not newer, but you just are, you know, have gone overlanding a few times, but you're not like a consummate professional, which there's nothing wrong with. I'm not a professional by any means. That this will kind of help you get over that hump and you know, get out there and take more trips. Get out there and test out your gear. Get out there and figure out where the holes in your kit are, right? Like, what do you need to get? What do you really need to get that you do want to focus on? But don't let it prevent you from taking trips. So again, I hope that was helpful. Thank you guys so much for stopping by. Thanks for subscribing on YouTube. Thanks for listening on the podcast. Down in the description below are also links to Facebook, Instagram, and the podcast or YouTube based on where you're listening or watching. So if you want to come hang out over there, have a conversation, I'd love to have you. I answer every question. I love chatting with you guys. Like, that's literally my favorite part. So I'd love to have you as subscribers over there too. So thanks again for watching or listening on the podcast, and we'll see you next week on the next episode.